Tony Hurst.
On a bleak November night in 1962, detectives were called to a Co-op warehouse in South London to be confronted with the aftermath of a violent robbery. The manager's office had been ransacked, and the safe had been plundered of its weekly takings. Outside, a depot vehicle sat abandoned, its window shot out, and the body of one of the Co-op employees, father of two Dennis Herden, lay lifeless at the entrance. Within hours, one of the getaway cars had been found. Soon, four men were taken into custody and charged for the crime. On the 12th of March 1963 at the Old Bailey, one of the defendants, George Thatcher, was found guilty of the capital murder of Dennis Herden and sentenced to death. The Busby Babes were a sporting phenomenon. A squad of young players whose cavalier style of football had caught the public's imagination in the austere but hopeful Britain of the 1950s.
They look just ordinary young men, youngsters you can find in homes throughout Britain.
There was one last person to join Busby's footballing family. Today on How It's Made. Rubber gloves. We'll be searching every cavity for those precious facts. Sock carvings. You're in safe hands here on How It's Made. Clean ones too. Aircraft cabinets. There's never enough space on a private jet for your knickknacks, don't you find? And motorcycle brake locks. Stop your motor running, keep it on the driveway. Before they can go any further, the vegetables are checked for size, shape, and colour as they fly by. This optical sorter uses four cameras to cover all the angles. If it spots any not up to standard, they get rerouted with a jet of compressed air. The ingredients are weighed and filled into large buckets, and the soup is almost ready to be cooked. Just like the original, the base of the condensed soup is tomato, and carrots, peas, celery, corn, and green beans.